Today is Monday, May 30th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I honestly don't remember what I talked about. This is the second time I've recorded this today because I recorded in Daniel and Zach's room, and Daniel had given me an SD card, and when I came back to my room to edit, the SD card, the file was not there. I mean, the file was there, but it was empty. It was an empty file, so I don't know. I needed to re-record it, so what I said on the last one was I wasn't sure if I was repeating stuff because Daniel and I have been recording these daily shows, and I'm getting confused. We also recorded Mix Minus, and so I'm getting confused as to what I recorded on Geeky Gay, what I recorded on the daily show for Level 13. By the way, Mix Minus, which is the other podcast I do with Daniel, mixminuspodcast.com, if you want to subscribe to that. We are also doing recaps of the show in our weekly, of our vacation on the weekly show, but we also have a special secret, not really secret, club called Level 13. And we have extra segments and we're recording every day. And that's why I can't remember what I've talked about. Because I have so many podcasts going on. But anyway, so if I repeat something, apologies. I did not have time to go back and re-listen to Friday's show, so I don't know what I covered. But, so we'll quickly recap. I was in Seattle on Thursday with Daniel and Zach. Daniel came to my room very drunk Wednesday night, made me take my COVID test. I was negative. And then Saturday we hung out, went to the Space Needle. Zach is afraid of heights, so that was interesting. But it was good. It was good. We all enjoyed it. Photos were taken and all of that kind of good stuff. We had a burger for lunch and we had pizza for dinner. Friday we got on the ship and I think I already talked about it, but the line was really long. What we've seen on this cruise is, and we heard that though for the line specifically, that it was not a Royal Caribbean problem, but it was a Port of Seattle problem. And I've never left from the Port of Seattle, so I'm not really sure. But Mark and I did have a good experience on Royal Caribbean last time we went, so I don't know. But anyway, it was a very long line for me. Daniel and Zach had a shorter experience because they have a suite, so they have some that they won in a bid. I just want to say that. I also bid, but I did not win my bid because I was cheap. And Daniel was a little less cheap. I was like, I'm going to Europe in July. I don't want to spend too much money. But anyway, so it's fine. I love my room. I think I talked about, you know, I'm at the front of the ship. I have a hallway to my room, and the hallway is locked. So I don't hear any traffic from the main hall because no one can get into my hallway unless it's my room and one other room. You have to have a key just to get into the hall. And I'm at the very front of the ship, and my window is a huge window. I mean, a gigantic. It's probably 4 feet by... No, probably more, probably 5 feet high by 4 feet wide or something. And I'm seeing directly out of the front of the ship. Daniel was telling me, I see the crew area, and I didn't even realize it was the crew area, but now when I look, I see them on their break, like, you know, when we're in port or whatever. So anyway, we got on the ship. That was all, you know, fine and good. We had dinner at the steakhouse. And on that first night, and we watched a comedian. Now, the steakhouse, we enjoyed, but I had told Daniel and Zach that Chop's Steakhouse was good, but not the most impressive thing that I ate while I was on Royal Caribbean. And they kind of agreed. Like, it was good. The steaks were cooked well, et cetera. But, you know, it was good. It was good. You know, just an average sort of rating. We watched comedy, which I really enjoyed. It was really short, though. We talked about this on Level 13, I believe. The guy, it was supposed to be like a 45-minute show. And the guy went I want to say he went like 20 minutes. And if that. And so we were in and out of there in about 20, 25 minutes, something like that. And the cruise director talks first to introduce, you know, whoever the guest is for the evening. But it was funny. I enjoyed it. You know, it was kind of the typical, I'm an older straight man married to a woman that I've been married to for a long time. And we're annoyed with each other, you know, and bathroom habits of older people. But as I'm getting older, I'm starting to, you know, resemble those comments. So they're becoming more funny to me. Like getting up in the middle of the night to pee has been a thing recently that never was a thing before. And he talked about that in his show. Anyway, so it was fun. It was fun. And then we've been doing a lot of trivia and not doing very well. But, you know, it is what it is. And then Saturday, we had a sea day. So Saturday was a sea day and we did our first. So we just did trivia. We did several trivias, Name That Tune. There was a little bit of technical difficulty with one of the Name That Tune, but it was good. And then we also went to the main dining hall. And Daniel, now I was okay with my food. I thought my food was perfectly acceptable for a main dining hall on a cruise ship. You know, I got spaghetti. I got a pumpkin soup for an appetizer. I got a couple of different desserts, actually. Anyway, I enjoyed mine. But Daniel and Zach, both of their food was not good. And the wait was what was horrible. I guess there are staffing issues on cruise lines as well, just like fast food places and everywhere else in the world. And I even read an article that said some cruise lines are cutting the number of restaurants on their ships, reducing capacity because they don't have enough workers. And we've seen that. But yeah, we waited like an hour for our appetizer. And then another half an hour for our entree and like another 15 minutes for our dessert. We were in there for over 2 hours and we missed the thing we were going to do. We were going to do some trivia or something and we missed it because of this dinner. But anyway, so Daniel does not want to eat in the main dining room ever again on this cruise. So we did the buffet last night, which he said the food was better at the buffet than it was in the main dining hall. So yeah, it's fine. I guess we're going to do room service in their room one night because he wants the prime rib and it's being served in the main dining. And apparently he and Zach can order food off the main dining hall menu. I don't know, for room service. So that was Saturday. And then Sunday, so yesterday we were in Juneau and we got up and we had trivia at 10. We've been doing trivia every morning at 10. That was my favorite trivia host so far, was that one. And so we had fun with that. And we also did, I believe we did two different trivias, but I could be wrong about that. I met Carlington, who is Daniel and Zach's concierge, and he invited me to the concierge lounge, even though I'm not in a suite. We went to the concierge lounge at some point yesterday, but our excursion was Mendenhall Glacier, and it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. I took some photos. There's a video of me on Twitter, not looking great, taking a photo, and I'm telling you what, this camera gear, though, is heavy. But I'm committed now. I mean, you know, I'm committed. And we did there was a lovely little tour guide thing on our van over and gave us a lot of information about the town, the city of Juneau and like all the, you know, everything. And then I found a replacement T-shirt. One of my favorite T-shirts is from the Alaska Brewing Company from the last time Mark and I went on this cruise. And I found another one. I found another one and I bought it because I've my underarm stains have ruined the other one. And all right, well, we'll stop there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.